time.
33-24 is our halftime score. Emporia State with a lead over the Lincoln Blue Tigers. Earlier tonight, the Emporia State Lady Hornets unfortunately end up on the short end of the scoreboard, with Lincoln winning 85-81, joined now by Coach Toby Wynn. And Coach, tonight, I don't know if we can blame the offense for this one.
No, it's obviously we're in an incredibly bad funk right now. Obviously I'm the head coach of this team. It's my responsibility to make sure we're ready to play and make sure we're locked in to play at their highest level. And right now I'm struggling being able to find a way to get my team to be able to do that. But I've got to be able to buckle down and figure out something to get us back to playing like we did in the first semester of the season, and have our players on the same page and doing the same things that we did to be able to win games early in the year. Just right now, we're just a mess right now.
Offensively, you get what you're looking for. You score 81 points. You make 9 threes, and you feel like that should be a good opportunity for your ball club, but unfortunately you get out-rebounded 41-32, and then you look at what Lincoln did, and they just shot the ball better than your ball club.
Well, the defense just wasn't what it needed to be. I mean, I talked about today at shoot around. I was like, our offense, when it comes around and starts clicking, it's going to make us better as long as our defense and our defensive intensity stays at the same level of what we've been at. I mean, you can clearly see tonight we did not have the same level of intensity on the defensive side of the basketball. Something I talked about in shoot around, and I talked about it before the game, and I was hopeful that our players would be aware of that and they would continue to bring that, but we just didn't. And, it's incredibly frustrating. I mean, our scouting report, we have circled, hey, we can't let number three find shots. We can't let her get open threes. I think Kelsey hit 5 threes. She got 9 threes off. And, earlier in the year when we were telling people on scouting reports, hey, we can't let people get shots, we weren't letting them get them. Now I go back to like Colorado Pueblo, and they had number 23, such a great player. I mean, she didn't even score. Number 10 didn't score. And right now, we're not putting it all together. And as the head coach of this team, I mean, it's my responsibility, and I have to figure out a way to get us back to that level, because we're just not even anywhere close to where we need to on both sides of it, and collectively as a group and as a team right now, which is just an incredibly frustrating time, because, I mean, we're getting ready to start, a massive stretch here with some incredibly difficult games. And so for us to not be playing our best basketball as this approaches, we're going to have to find a renewed commitment amongst our team and find a renewed push to get us back to where we need to be to play at the level we need to, because we're just not doing it.
As you mentioned, it doesn't get any easier for your basketball team. You have Central Missouri coming in, and coming into tonight's play, they were undefeated in conference play. And this is going to be another challenge for your basketball team. Maybe playing a team like that will be what your ball club needs.
Maybe so. It's going to be, for us, really, I mean, the season really gets going on Saturday. I mean, we're going to have to really, buckle down if we want to try to save the season, and to make it something that we want it to be. I mean, we have the opportunity still in front of us with the games that are ahead of us to be able to do that, despite the fact that we've lost these last 4 conference games here in a row. We still have an opportunity, and you have to make the most of it, but we got to make sure that we do that. And we'll find out tomorrow. I mean, our players should come in. I told them, hey, you're going to come in, then you got to be 110% committed to make this thing right. And we'll see who shows up tomorrow and ready to do that.
Well, Coach, have a good practice tomorrow. We'll see you on Saturday.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Greg.
That's Emporia State Lady Hornet Coach Toby Wynn joining us here at halftime. Again, the Lady Hornets unfortunately going down to defeat tonight, 85-81 at the hands of the Lincoln Blue Tigers. We'll be back to take a look at first half stats from our men's game. The Emporia State men leading 33-24 over the Lincoln Blue Tigers. We'll continue with more on the Longbine Auto Plaza Halftime Show right after this timeout. This is Hornet Basketball.
Shoal Construction does metal roofs. Shoal Construction.